USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden signed the $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law Monday before a celebratory crowd on the White House lawn. About 800 invited guests were on hand. President Biden called for better and more honest communications between the United States and China during a virtual call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. During the V call, Biden said the U.S. opposes unilateral efforts to change the status quo or undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. It should be noted that two did not discuss anything involving COVID-19. 67-year-old Steve Bannon turned himself in and appeared before a judge to face criminal contempt charges for defying a subpoena from Congress' January 6 committee. Bannon did not enter a plea Monday and is due back in court on Thursday. After the court proceedings, Mr. Bannon said he will be taking on the Biden regime in fighting the charges. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network, or you can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The state of Ohio is going after the company formerly known as Facebook.
The Ohio Attorney General is suing Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook. Dave Yost filing the lawsuit against the social media giant for securities fraud, claiming it misled the public on how its algorithm was controlled. The lawsuit says from April 29th to October 21st of this year, the company and its senior executives misled the public about negative effects its products have on the health and well-being of children. Yost saying instead of looking out for children and weeding out online trolls, Facebook created misery and divisiveness for profit. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
San Francisco Police Sergeant Davin Cole was charged last week with second-degree robbery after being arrested earlier this month for allegedly robbing a Rite Aid in San Mateo, California. Cole's lawyer says his client has been dealing with an opioid addiction. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The City Council in Oroville, California, overwhelmingly voted to declare the city a constitutional republic city to protect its citizens' rights in light of federal and state mandates. The resolution passed in a 6-1 vote on November 2nd. Oroville Vice Mayor Scott Thompson tells Fox News what this means.
We've been resisting with the mandates as they've been coming. You know, we have been following some regarding masks with our employees, and we've made a lot of changes in Oroville, but these mandates continue to get more intrusive on our citizens. And so when they were they're wanting us to shut down businesses and whatnot, we gave a directive to our police officers to simply just educate and not shut down businesses and not arrest anybody. Because we have a Walmart here in town, and you know, it was packed full, but they were saying close down small businesses and close down the churches. But now they are wanting to push the vaccine inside. And so for me, it's one thing to ask somebody to put a mask on their body and you can just disobey. But another thing when they begin to mandate putting something in your body, and that I believe is a time for people to stand up and not just disobey, but actually publicly resist.
Oroville is just an hour's drive north of Sacramento. You can see the longest partial lunar eclipse in hundreds of years this week. Friday's eclipse will last 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds, marking it the longest in centuries. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.